Zvachim, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. Kodshe Goyim, Karbanos that are sent to the Beis HaMikdash by non-Jews. The Rav explains that we learned out from a pasuk that Gentiles can donate Karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, similar to Jews. But there are some differences in the halachos. Ein chayav nalei mishum pigol. If the Kohen had the wrong thoughts regarding eating the Karban at the wrong time, then, and someone comes and eats that carbon, they would not be chayiv kares, nisar, or if the flesh was left over and someone ate it, they would not be over the iser of nisar, vitame, or if the person who was tame ate it, he would not be chayiv for that. V'hashechten b'chutz, and if someone would shecht it outside the azara, the rule is pater. He's pater, that the iser to shecht animals outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is called shechutei chutz, that does not apply to the karbanos donated by non-Jews. Divi Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, whereas Rabbi Yossi says you'd be chayav. Dvarim she'en chayav maleim mishim pigal. Items which is no chayav pigal, for example, that we learned in the previous Mishnayos, items which perhaps had nothing else to be matir them, for example, the blood, or ketores, or levona. So items which are not have no chiyuv pigel, chayav and aleihem, they still would have a chiyuv of neiser, or tamei. If the person who is eating it was tamei, he'd be chayav kares. The exception to this would be dam, chutz min hadam, and the Bartanura explains, because you have a special pasuk by dam that says that these problems don't apply to blood. Reb Shimon says, b'davar shadarkei leheyochel, anything which we just described applies only to things that are edible. Aval, but non-edible things, could go in ha'etzer, for example, wood. V'halavayna, or the incense brought with a karban mincha. V'haketeres, or incense that is brought as keteres. Ein chayav en aleihem, mishum tuma, there is no restriction of tuma, whether a person eats them, or a person who's tamei is makriv them, we would be putter from kares. Mishnah Vav, L'shem shisha devarim hazevach nisbach. There are six kavanos, six intentions that apply when bringing a karban. The first is L'shem zevach. They also have in mind that it should be brought for the karban that it's supposed to be brought. For example, if it's a karban chatas, it has to be brought with that intent. You can't bring a karban chatas with the intent it should be a shlamim. The second intent is L'shem zoveach. They must have in mind to do it for the owner of the karban. L'shem Hashem, they have to have in mind that it should be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can't have in mind that it's just a mundane offering or a mundane sacrifice. It has to be brought to Hashem. L'shem Ishim, they must have in mind that it should go on the flames of the Mizbeach as opposed to being put on grill, on coals, because the mitzvah is to be on flames. L'shem Reach, they must have intent that it should put smell on the Mizbeach by roasting of the meat, and this means that if a person has intent to first roast it off of the Mizbeach and then put it on the Mizbeach, due to which it would no longer give off the fragrance on the Mizbeach, that would not be good. L'shem Nichoach, the person must have in mind to please Hashem. V'achatas v'ha'asham, and if it's a karban chatas or karban asham, there's a seventh kavana, which is l'shem achet, they must know the sin that was done. Rabbi Yossi states, Af mi shalahaya b'libah l'shem echad mikol elu, even if one did not have these previous six or seven kavanos in mind, kosher, the carbon would be kosher, shehu tenai bezdin, because bezdin made a condition, she'en ha-machshav ha-leches ela achar ha-oived, that the thoughts that invalidate a carbon or validate a carbon are entirely dependent upon the kohen who brings the sacrifice, not the owner of the karban. So therefore, the Bartanura explains, there's a bezdin made a tenai that when bringing the karban, we shouldn't actually verbalize these things, but really just bring it stam, and we'll say stama is lishma. Since if a person would say the kavanos, they can possibly make a mistake, it's better not to say it and just assume that everything is as is supposed to be.